FBI, partners dismantle CACBOT infrastructure in multinational cyber takedown. Texas border business. Federal Bureau of Investigation. How the malware worked. The CACBOT malware infected victim computers primarily through spam emails that contained malicious attachments or links. After a user downloaded or clicked the content, CACBOT delivered additional malware, including ransomware, to their computer. The computer also became part of a botnet, a network of compromised computers, and could be controlled remotely by botnet users. All the while, a CACBOT victim was typically unaware that their computer had been infected. Since its creation in 2008, CACBOT malware has been used in ransomware attacks and other cybercrimes that caused hundreds of millions of dollars in losses to individuals and businesses in the US and abroad. This botnet provided cybercriminals like these with a command and control infrastructure consisting of hundreds of thousands of computers used to carry out attacks against individuals and businesses all around the globe, Ray said. Disrupting the duck. As part of the operation, the FBI gained lawful access to CACBOT's infrastructure and identified over 700,000 infected computers worldwide, including more than 200,000 in the U.S. To disrupt the botnet, the FBI redirected CACBOT traffic to bureau-controlled servers that instructed infected computers to download an uninstaller file. This uninstaller, created to remove the CACBOT malware, untethered infected computers from the botnet and prevented the installation of any additional malware. All of this was made possible by the dedicated work of FBI Los Angeles, our cyber division at FBI headquarters, and our partners, both here at home and overseas, said Ray. The cyber threat facing our nation is growing more dangerous and complex every day. But our success proves that our own network and our own capabilities are more powerful. Watch the FBI video below.